I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth remembers a family holiday tradition and the women who've passed it on.
I've been thinking a lot the past few weeks about my grandmother. Bai, as we called her, or Bobby Carey, was an excellent cook. She lived in Virginia, far away from my parents in Maine. And after my grandfather died in the 90s, she'd come to visit two or three times a year. She only flew on Wednesdays, the cheapest and, according to her, safest day to fly. And she always came for the month of December. The weeks leading up to Christmas were filled with cooking. Bai made eggnog and tenderloin and stuffed potatoes and many, many desserts. Dessert was always her favorite. Finally, in her mid-90s, Bai stopped traveling, and the day after Christmas in 2015, she passed away at 97. I miss her all the time, but this time of year is when I think of her most. I think we all reach for the past and tradition during the holidays. It's where we find meaning. Recently, I pulled out a recording I made of my grandmother on a 2009 visit to Virginia with my mom. Bai was 91 at the time and had decided she didn't want her recipe book anymore. She was ready for someone else to cook. We talked for hours and she told us about recipe after recipe. Late in the day, we got to rum pie.
Ooh, rum pie.
Well, you have the history of the rum pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have that history.
Will you tell it to me?
Oh.
Please. Where did it come from?
Well, this came from a restaurant in Sandusky, Ohio, that served this rum pie that was so special and so good, and something that to me was always a treat. And when I left Sandusky, they gave me the recipe, which I thought was so wonderful.
Is it easy or is it hard?
There's one trick to it of knowing how to put the gelatin in at the right time, but once you learn that trick, it's a snap and very easy to make and well worth the trouble.
My mom will tell you it's Bai's directions that were confusing, not the pie. In a note to her friend Anne, who asked for the recipe, my mom writes, "I've changed the directions from the way my mom wrote them, as I was always a little confused by the order in which she did things. The recipe is a little fussy. Sometimes I've had trouble with the custard getting a little lumpy, but I thought it came out well when we got together last week." It turns out Anne thought so too, and my mom's friend Kate, and my sister. They all make it now for Thanksgiving. But I spend the holiday with my husband's family. I've still never had Bai's rum pie, let alone made it.
Does it have like a consistency of pumpkin pie?
Lighter than that. But you try it.
All right.
Because I think if you did it once, I think you'd keep on doing it.
Bai was usually right. I've got plenty of eggs and cream and vanilla, even rum made locally by a friend. I bought a package of graham crackers and a box of gelatin the other day and tucked them away in the cupboard. I made the eggnog, the tree's up and decorated, and the night before Christmas, my mom and my sister will be here. We're making rum pie. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find Bobby Carey's recipe for rum pie on our website at capeandislands.org. And while you're there, maybe you have a special family holiday tradition you'd like to share. We'd love to hear from you, whatever holiday it is you celebrate. This week's Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.